Hello, my name is Charlotte Waver.
And my name is Ella Hedstrom. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cub classroom consists of 10 kindergarten students. Over the last 2 weeks, the Bear Cubs discussed their hopes and dreams for the school year and developed rules for their classroom. However, they don't call them rules. Instead, the guidelines are called how we care for one another in the classroom. The students have already taken a few walking field trips. Last week, the students walked to Sue Butter's house to pick apples to make some delicious applesauce in a slow cooker in the classroom.
The Fawns Learning Group consists of 10 first graders and 9 second grade students. They have learned about multiple intelligences and have identified areas of strength. The students decorated their own book boxes for reading time and have been enjoying reading to self or reading to a friend each morning. In math, they have been learning about probability and are able to make likely and unlikely statements.
The Wolves Learning Group is 9 third graders and 10 fourth grade students. In celebration of their beautiful and abundant garden, the students picked flowers and brought them into the classroom. The students carefully observed, sketched, and then painted the flowers in style of Georgia O'Keeffe. In language arts, the students jotted down memories. Then, they practiced writing long from one of their memories.
The new classroom this year has carefully chosen and voted on a new name. They will be called the Lynx. The Lynx Learning Group consists of 11 fifth graders and 6 sixth graders. The Lynx occupy the room formerly used by the Bear Cubs, so it has been updated to more mature color and scheme and new desks. In the last 2 weeks, the Lynx students focused on building stamina. In reading and writing at this point, the Lynx have built up their stamina from just a few minutes to 20 minutes of sustained work.
The Otters class consists of 10 seventh graders and 3 eighth graders. The Otters have also been studying multiple intelligences. Each Otter student is able to identify in which way they are smart, as well as how they learn best. In math class, a wonderful new tradition has begun. It is called Monday Muffins. Each Monday, 2 students are in charge of making muffins for the entire class. The muffins bake during math class and are enjoyed as soon as they come out of the oven.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Ella.
And Charlotte.
Have a great day.